Lava forming. Can lava flows be harnessed into structures that we could live and work in? In 2018, Icelandic architect Arnhildur Palmadottir's company, Studio Arnhildur Palmadottir, coined the term lava forming and declared it their new project. Lava flow itself is the stream of magma that rushes to the Earth's surface during a volcanic eruption. Although molten rock has historically been viewed as a byproduct that has catastrophic potential, Palmadottir was among the few who reimagined its potential as a key to meeting sustainability goals. Palmadottir defined the term as transforming a local threat into a valuable resource, namely turning lava flow into a sustainable building material. While lava forming can be accomplished in a number of ways, the best known technique entails digging trenches to redirect the flow of magma before a volcanic eruption occurs. The rechanneled lava flow would not only protect the surrounding infrastructure, but could also become the foundational structure for a new city when it hardens into basalt rock, a reliable building material. Another well-supported way of lava forming is extracting the magma from a volcano before an eruption. In addition, others have proposed the use of 3D printing with molten lava to create foundational building materials. While lava flow could technically be harnessed into livable buildings and structures, there are significant challenges that go against the feasibility of the concept. New ideas like lava forming might be perceived as a threat by companies or individuals who are happy the way things already are. Also, property rights relating to lava flow and volcanoes need to be addressed, as they have never been utilized economically before. Lava flow does have the potential to be harnessed into structures humans can live in. Palmadottir states that lava forming would allow the foundations of an entire city to rise in a matter of weeks without harmful mining or non-renewable energy generation. By transforming lava flow, which has traditionally been regarded as a waste material, into an environmentally friendly building material, the world can gradually move toward more sustainable building and construction.